You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. From February the 12th to the 17th, Pope Francis is set to visit Mexico. In the footsteps of two of his predecessors to the See of Peter, St. John Paul II, who travelled there 5 times, and Benedict XVI in 2012. An apostolic journey which marks the 4th time Pope Francis visits Latin America, whose bishops are represented in a body by the title of Episcopal Council of Latin America and the Caribbean, more popularly known as CELAM. The current president of this body is Cardinal Ruben Salazar Gomez, Archbishop of Bogota, Colombia. As we know, Francis is the first pontiff from Latin America and during his pontificate has kept in touch with representatives of this body, which was first founded by Pope Pius XII in 1955. I delved into Vatican Radio's sound archives and came up with recordings of this Pope's radio message dating back to 1955, as well as sound relating to CELAM and the following popes, Blessed Paul VI, St. John Paul II, and Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus. So as Pope Francis is about to set off for a 6-day apostolic visit to Mexico, why not listen to sound bites from our Vatican Radio archives relating to these popes and CELAM? It's the 24th of July, 1955, when from the Vatican's Apostolic Palace, the sound engineers of Vatican Radio are adjusting a microphone, which is about to carry the Pope's voice right across the ocean to a faraway land, where a group of Latin American bishops are gathered together for the very first General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America in the city of Rio de Janeiro, eager to switch on the radio and listen to the words of the Roman Pontiff of the time, Pius XII, to mark this solemn occasion.
Amados filhos, quantos no congresso meditastes os mysterios da divina Eucaristia, pensai que o Redentore e Rei Eucaristico.
Fired, no doubt, by the imagination of his travelling past as Cardinal Pacelli, he enthusiastically captures the mood of the occasion, passionately bringing into the picture Rio's landmark giant statue.
Il statua do Redentor, de braços constantemente abertos in cruz.
A description enhanced by a very literary and elegant Portuguese.
Il spettacolo sovremodo grandioso.
Grandioso, grandiose spectacle, Pius XII declaims, highlighting the figure of Christ the Redeemer with arms outstretched over the people who live as if caught in a tempest at sea. Caught in a tempest at sea, something this Pope had experienced firsthand during the years of the Second World War. But now, 10 years on, in these latter years of his pontificate, he turns his attention geographically elsewhere. Speaking in days when popes did not yet travel, to the bishops of the Latin American Episcopal Council, which he himself had founded that same year. An event marked by Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, 50 years on from 1955. It was in a letter dated 14th of May 2005, addressed to the then president of this body, known as CELAM, Cardinal Francisco Javier Errázuriz Ossa, then Archbishop of Chile's capital, Santiago. I've asked Sean Patrick Lovett to read from the English translation of the text for us. Let's listen.
50 years ago, my venerable predecessor, Pius XII, fulfilling the desire expressed by the General Conference of Latin American Bishops, who met in Rio de Janeiro from the 25th of July to the 4th of August, 1955, instituted the Latin American Episcopal Council, CELAM, with the purpose of sustaining the pastoral work of the bishops and at the same time of responding to some of the serious problems of the Church in Latin America.
Pope Benedict, in fact, quoted, as Sean has just read for us, from the 1955 apostolic letter Ad Ecclesiam Christi, often described as a sort of Magna Carta of this coordinating body which currently has its seat in Colombia's capital, Bogotá, which according to its statute serves as an organism of contact, reflection, collaboration, and indeed service to the bishop conferences of Latin America, all 22 of them. And following in the footsteps of Pius XII, 50 years earlier, Pope Benedict too inevitably focused on the figure of Christ.
Knowing that Jesus Christ is the centre of the Catholic faith, and that the purpose of the new evangelization is contributing to ensure that every person encounters the living Christ, Salem has intensely inspired the work of the Latin American Episcopate, so that it testifies to what it means to be faithful disciples of Christ, and nourishes the proper faith through listening to the Word of God.
Words these that also echo those of the first pope to address a General Assembly of the Latin American Episcopal Council in person.
Saludamos y bendicimos a todos los obispos y ordinarios de América Latina.
He was Pope Paul VI, who this time spoke in Spanish, highlighting fidelity to Christ, nourishing the proper faith through listening to the Word of God. But this time offering not only words of encouragement, but words of warning at a spiritual, social, and pastoral level. Speaking out, among other things, against the words of theologians who, he claimed, had lost their way, and against the trend to secularize Christianity. Words he pronounced in Medellin, Colombia. It was 1968, and as I said a moment ago, he did so no longer over the airwaves, but in person as a pilgrim pope, the first in the history of the papacy, as he himself remarked in the Bermuda Islands in the Caribbean, where he stopped over. They're part of this council's nations. Words in English that regrettably were not recorded. Let's listen to Sean again reading from the text.
How strange it would have seemed until recently that the successor of Peter would find sufficient a few hours to cross broad continents and mighty seas and visit distant lands whose very existence was unknown to the first pope. Yet such journeys are but the continuation into this century of the apostolic wanderings of the first, who held the high office of representing Christ for people of all continents and races.
Memorable of these all-new journeys are the images picked up by televisions across the world, whose mediatic power had begun to surface even when it came to the Roman pontiff. And in Colombia, too, they picked up on the more visually significant images, like Paul VI's celebrating the marriage of a young Indios couple, his strongly worded speech to the campesinos, which highlighted his preferential option for the poor.
Seguiremos denunciando las injustas desigualdades económicas entre ricos y pobres.
And was accompanied by volleys of clapping and shouts of Viva el Papa. Long before people actually did that sort of thing in the Pope's presence. Like Pius XII, Paul VI too often used metaphors linked to a tempest at sea. His exact words at the Second General Assembly expressed regret that the people of Latin America should be swept by a tidal wave of anxiety, one overwhelmingly characteristic of our day and age. But Pope Paul also had words of encouragement and hope in the Lord. Like yourselves, we too, he said, may be feeling the all-encompassing effects of this tempest at sea, but as the Gospels teach us, we should not fear. Remember, Pope Paul said, how on a night fraught with perils, Jesus called to his disciples at sea and said, "It is me, do not be afraid." But getting back now to our history of Selam, the following two general conferences were attended by Pope John Paul II. And these did not take him to Brazil either. For the third, in 1979, he travelled only 100 days into his pontificate to Puebla in Mexico, on the very first of his pastoral journeys abroad. And for the fourth, in 1992, he travelled to Santo Domingo, where he also presided over celebrations to mark 500 years of the arrival of Christianity in Latin America, admitting on that occasion that the missionary church's ties to the Spanish conquest produced both light and shadow for the region's indigenous inhabitants. Eventually, however, it has to be said, Pope John Paul did get to visit Brazil during one of his 18 journeys to Latin America, going to Rio, viewing the statue of Christ with its outstretched arms. and making his way amid the rubble and squalor of the city slums, were deeply moved in a spontaneous and symbolic gesture. He removed the gold ring that Paul VI had given him when he was created cardinal, handing it to the local priest there as a donation to the parish. No doubt, in his heart, he knew Paul VI would certainly have approved. And in this land where Pope John Paul travelled for 12 days on a 9,000-kilometre journey, he too, as Paul VI had done before him, pleaded for social justice. Social justice, which he called for in so many of his pastoral journeys to Latin America, putting his personal stamp on controversial issues of social justice, liberation theology, and church political involvement. But in May 2005, during his visit to Brazil, it was Pope Benedict's turn to meet with this international body, which counts nations where over 550 million people live. In Brazil, like that first time, perhaps not by the statue of Christ overlooking the bay, but many miles away by a river, the Rio Pareba, where a popular Marian shrine by the name of Aparecida is located, made sure that this meeting too was in the shadow of Christ. Let's listen to the exact words he himself used in that letter to mark Selam's 50th birthday back in May 2005.
Selam will seek to strengthen the spirit of communion, of reciprocal charity, and of the Church's inner life. This unity in charity must shine forth in this very exercise of the apostolate among pastors, between them and consecrated persons in the religious life, and between the very persons who live their inner consecration of the charism proper to their community, all of which makes present the model of our Saviour, who came into the world not to be served, but to serve.
And so it is that, as Roman Pontiff, Pope Francis has met with the members of Selam to discuss a familiar reality on many an occasion, but let's recall how in 2007 it was our present Pope's turn as Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, Archbishop of Buenos Aires in Argentina, to attend the 5th General Conference of Selam at this same Marian Shrine of Aparecida in Brazil, a place which has given its name to a much-quoted document, the joint statement of the bishops of Latin America, known in fact as the Aparecida document, which he was among those to present for approval to Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, a document which called for a rethinking of the Catholic Church's mission in the 21st century. Well, I hope you enjoyed this program in which I shed light a little bit on the history of Selam. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.